Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Nida, Daf Yod Zayin Amud Bet at Mishnah Hey. This is the second parak. And Chachamim are going to present the nomenclature that they use to describe the different parts of the woman's genitalia purposes of Bedika. Mashal Mashtu Chachamim B'Isha. And this is the model they used. Hacheder Apozdor V'Aliyah. So if a woman, for instance, is lying on her back, then the innermost room would be the uterus, the lowest down. Then there's a tube, which would be the vaginal canal, and the aliyah would be the bladder, which is above it. So it's like a loft. Now, dam hacheder tamei, and we can use these words now. The blood that's in the cheder is obviously tamei. Dam ha'aliyah, clearly that's from some infection or wound, and that is tahor, nimtzava prosdor, but if it's found in the prosdor, sveko tamei, meaning we don't really know where it's from, but we deal with it like tamei, because lefishach es katov in a makor, the assumption and the presumption is that it comes from the makor. Alright, now we're going to hear a story. In the Beit Midrash of Rav Huna, Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzhak, Rav Yehuda, Tanu Nida, Be Rav Huna. They were studying Masachet Nida, and they got to our Mishnah. Hashukhinu Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna's son found them, Diyatvi Kamri, and they said the following about our Mishnah. Hacher Mbifnim, Vaprozdor Mbachutz, so far so good. Valiyah Bnu Yal Shtehem, the Aliyah is above both of them. Which is anatomically more or less correct. V'lul patuach bein aliyah leprosdor. There's like a pipe that's open between the aliyah and the prosdor, and call it the urinary bladder. Nimtza min halul v'lifnim. We call that the urethra. So min halul v'lifnim. If it's found further in than that tube and the entrance, Sveikot Tameh, Minalu V'Lachut, Sveikot Tahor. So they have a new category here, which is called Sveikot Tahor. Ator Le Lavua, so Rabbi Rav Huna came to his father, who ostensibly taught them, and asked him, Sveikot Tameh, Amar Lanmar, did you ever teach Sveikot Tameh about the inside? We learned in the Mishnah that we assume it to be from the Makor. So Rav Huna corrected it and said, this is what I taught. He did introduce the Lul, which is not in our Mishnah, and he said, Minhalu v'lifnim v'day tameh. If it's further in, it's tameh v'day. Minhalu v'lachut sfeko tameh. On the outside, further out, it's safek, we deal with it like tameh. So you wouldn't burn truma, etc., we deal with it like safek. Now, Amar Abaye. Abaye challenged that, and said, Ma'ishna minhalu v'lachut sfeko tameh. Why are you saying that sfeko tameh, if it's on the outside, further out? T'dilma shachata, because you're assuming she may have bent over, and therefore, it really came from the makor. So it's a safek. So minaluv lefim nami. So if you found further inside in the corridor, so ema iztakra. Maybe she stood up very tall and going to stretch backwards. Maybe it came from the aliyah. In other words, either you're going to assume a woman at rest, in which case on the outside it's got to be tahor, or else you're going to imagine a woman doing all sorts of movements with her body, in which case everything has to be sfekotame non vadai. So if you go after that chashash, if you're going to go after the assumption of at rest, if you will, so the lul's got to be the dividing place, and it'll be vaday tahor on the outside. So Abaye gives us two different presentations, and so far we've had four different approaches. We have the students of Rav Huna that had sfeikot tameh, sfeikot tahor. We had Rav Huna himself was at Vaday Tameh inside, Safek Tameh outside. We had Abaye who said either Sfeikot Tameh both, or the other possibility is Vaday Tameh Vaday Tahor. Okay, now we'll test all that against the following. Tani Rabbi Chiya, we're going to go back a few generations. Dam Nitzav Prozdor Chayvin Alav Al Biat Mikdash. If a woman does Bedika and she finds Dam in the Prozdor, and then she walks into the Mikdash, let's say, then she's chayevet the korban, means tuman vaday. V'sofin alav et ha-truma. And if she has contact with truma, that truma now is vaday tamay as he burnt. By the way, sofin alav et ha-truma is the litmus test of tuma da'oraita. Rav Katina Amar disagrees and says, ein chayevin alav al biyat mikdash, v'ein sofin alav et ha-truma, in other words, deal with it like a safek. So now, l'ha'achlish namar Abaye ibat ha-chashash ha-azlat, according to Abaye's first presentation, that you would follow the chashash, Messiah of Katina, it supports Rav Katina, who says that any dam in the prosdor is a safek. Well, Pligar Rabchia goes against Rabchia. There's a lot of corn. Now, by his other version, it says that if you follow the chazaka, then Messiah le Rabbi Chia, that supports Rabbi Chia, will pliga Rabbi Katina, because it says that the dam is either vaday tahor or vaday tamei. You have to say it's talking about dam that's on the inside. Rabbi Katina doesn't have any vaday tamei circumstance in the prosdor. Le Rav Huna, going backwards now, lo pligi, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Katina are not disagreeing. Kam me'aluv lefim, kam me'aluv lachutz, because it's me'aluv lefnim, it's vaday tamei, and aluv lachutz, it's safek tamei, and that works perfectly. Ela, l'ram bar shmuel, l'rabi yitzchak, b'reid Rabbi Yehuda, according to the first two that we met, the students of Rav Huna, tam me'aluv lachutz sfeikot tahor, and aluv lefnim sfeikot tamei, that does not work at all for Rabbi Chia. How did Mayim mitogma? What's the case that Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Katina are talking about? Me'aluv lefnim? If it's me'aluv lefnim, it's so they disagree with Rabbi Chia because they say sfeikot tamei. He says vaday tamei. The answer is no. Lo kasha kankshin tzava karka prosdor kankshin tzava gag prosdor. We introduce a new variable, and that is where it's found in the prosdor, on the lower level or on the upper level. If it's on the lower level of the prosdor, we can assume that it's from the uterus and it's vaday tamei. It's from the gagag, then it'll be safek tamei. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. There's three places in Halacha where the Chachamim said we follow the Rov and treat it like a Vadai. What are they? Makor Shel Yachaticha. Let's see that. Makor Hada Amran. That's the case that we saw where our Mishnah said Chazkato Min HaMakor, and therefore Dam HaProzdor is Tamei and treated like Vadai Tamei. Unlike supporting Rav Chia. Shilya, what's that? We have a Mishnah later in the next parak. Shilya b'bayit, if a placenta is found in a house, habayit tamei. The whole house is tamei tumat mate. Why? Velo shal shilya vlad, el she'in shilya below vlad. Not that the shilya itself is a vlad, but it's impossible for there to be one, or it's unlikely for there to be one, without a vlad, and therefore we say, based on rov, it's vaday tamei. Shimon Omer disagrees. Nimoka vlad ad shalei atza. It's possible that the vlad got mashed up before it came out, and you have nothing there. Okay, chaticha, the third case. Non ha'apelit yad chatucha. For regal chatucha, there's also in the next parak. If a woman has a hapala, and what comes out is a well-formed arm or leg, imot tmei aleda. We say the mother is tmei aleda. Ve'en choshin shema b'ngufatum abat. And we're not concerned that maybe it came from a body that was not yet formed, that just the arm was formed. And if the body was not yet formed, she wouldn't be Tmei Aleda, she'd only be Tmei Anida, and that means that we give her Yimei Tohar also. So there's only these three cases. We assume from Rabbi Yochanan's wording that he meant it to be an exclusive list, an exhaustive list. For Tuleika, we have no more cases where, in all of Halacha, where we say Rov becomes Vadai. There's the most famous case in the world, Vayika Tesha Chaniyot, the nine stores. What's that? The Tanya. Tesha chaniyot kulam rachot pasar shchuta. You got a street or town where there's 10 butcher shops. None of them sell kosher meat, shchuta. Chamacher pasar nevela. One sells nevela. V'lakach mechad mehen v'ein odem ezim lakach. If you went into one of the stores and you don't know which one it was, then sfeko asur. Then we have to say that it's asur of safek because it has a din of kavua and kol kavua kamechza mechza, and the 50-50 safek is the chumra. But v'nimtza, if you found it on the street and you don't know where it's from, halecha charov, you follow the rov, and it's edible, you can eat it. So you find other cases where we use rov and consider it vadai. The answer is tum'ah kamrinan, isur lo kamrinan. Rabbi Yochanan's statement was just within the world of tum'ah, not isurim. Okay, v'ayika teshat svardin v'sheret zachad minayim. This case often comes hand in hand with the nine stores, and that's you got 10 organisms there, or 10 animals there. Nine of them are frogs that are not metame as sherets, and one is a sherets. You reached over and touched one, you don't know which one you touched. Then it's a 50-50 safek because of kavua, and therefore, as any safek tuma. But if one of them touched you and you don't know which one it was, meaning you didn't go to it, then follow the rov, and if none of them were frogs, you're not tamei. The answer is, you're right, but tuma de'isha kamrinan, tuma de'baal malo kamrinan. Rabbi Yochanan only meant within the world of tuma de'isha, so when you let it, nida, etc. That's where we have three cases. But we still have another case, va'ika adam rabbi shuman levi, avra benahar, if a woman was pregnant, and she went through a river, and he pila, and she lost whatever she had, at a birth event. Miviakor, meaning the point of the river is that she can't see what it is, it got washed away. Miviakor ban v'ne'achal, she brings a korban, you let it, and it's eaten. Obviously, she brings it at 80 days because we don't know if it's male or female. Why? Halechacha rov nashim, follow the rov, and the rov nashim, v'lad malya yaldan, when they have something that's well-formed at least, and therefore she brings a korban. So you see that here you have a rov and you're bringing korban, it's being ne'achal. Alright, the answer is Rabbi Yochanan was only referring to Mishnayot and Braitot, not to Shmuot of Amoraim. But wait a second, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael and reported that statement of Rabbi Shimon Levi, Amar Meiti Rabbi Yosef Chanina To'ah. Rabbi Yosef Chanina challenged the ruling of Rabbi Shimon Levi from the Dean of To'ah, which is a Braita, and Ravin said, and I don't understand what the Tiyufta was. Now, my love lo tiyufta elasiyata, doesn't that mean that really that Braita supported it, which means now this deen is found in the Braita? Lo, dumma lo tiyufta elasiyata. Maybe it meant that it wasn't a refutation, and it didn't support it, just didn't speak to the issue. Okay, so very good. So now, limute mai, what is it Rabbi Yochanan is trying to exclude with his statement? If he's trying to exclude a circumstance where you have a rove and against it there's a chazaka, that we don't burn truma based on that rove, and therefore he's trying to say only when there's a rove, a pure rove, but not a rove versus a chazaka, do we burn truma. Rabbi Yochanan already established that principle, that now we have the famous Mishnah in Taharot, Tinokim Tzavet Tzadeisa. Let's see a little baby next to some dough, and he's got some dough in his hands. Rameir metaher v'chachamim metamin. So Rameir says the batzek is tahor. Chachamim say it's tameh. Why should I kosh to dog the tapeh? Because little kids typically play around with shratzim and all sorts of other stuff. V'yamrina, and my time and Rameir, and in our explanation we said, why does Rameir say it's tahor? Because kasava, remember Rameir is choshesh lemiut, but that'll work in our favor here. Most kids play around, but there's a minority that don't. Or in any circumstances, a minority that don't. This dough had a status of tahor. So put the mute of those who don't play around with the chazaka that was tahor. And the rove is shot, and therefore it's tahor. Rabbanan say, miuta kamandalete dami. Rabbanan say, that mute of kids who don't play around, we ignore it. It doesn't exist. And therefore, we have just a plain rove of kids who play around versus the chazaka of tahor. Rubada chazaka, rubadif. The rove wins, and it's tameh. Okay. V'yama Rish Lakish mishum Rabbi Shai. Rish Lakish quoted Rabbi Shai as saying, zui chazaka, shafina la tachuma. Here is a case where we actually burn the truma based on this. In other words, when Chacham says it's tameh, it's 100% tameh vaday. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Zu Chazaka Shesofin Alayta Truma. Rabbi Yochanan said, we don't burn truma on this kind of rove because there's the chazaka against it. And so therefore, Rabbi Yochanan already established the principle that, at least from his position, that we do not burn, we do not regard a rove versus chazaka as being a rove vaday, rather a rove that's dealt with safek tameh. That's safek tameh. So he doesn't need to say that here. Ela lemute ruba de Rabbi Yehuda. He's trying to counter the rove of Rabbi Yehuda and say we don't rule like Rabbi Yehuda. Non. Hanpalat chaticha. If a woman has a hapalan, there's a well-formed piece. Yeshi madam tmeya. This is the beginning of the next parak. If there's dam with it, then she's tmeya nida. Vim lav tohara. If not, she's tohara. Rabbi Yehuda omer benkach benkach tmeya. Rabbi Yehuda says in either case she's tmeya. V'am Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel lotime Rabbi Yehuda ela bachaticha shal aramine damim. Rabbi Yehuda only said that that's true if the color of the chaticha is one of the colors of damim that we're going to see in the next Mishnah that's considered damnida. Well, sharmine damim tahora. But if it's another color, then it's tahor. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mishal Amine damim diri akol tmeam, Mishal Shar damim diri akol tahora. Rabbi Yochanan parsed the Mishnah differently. He said if it was, let's say, red, then everybody would agree it's tamei. And if it's, let's say, green, I'll go against the government, Mahalel, then we'll say, everybody will agree it's tahor. Lo nechleku elek shipila, feyodat maipila. The only circumstance where they disagree is when she had hapala, and she doesn't know what she had. Yehuda said, zil bata rov chatichot. Yehuda said, you follow rov chatichot. Rov chatichot, shall be a domim damin. Most of them have that color of one of the four kinds of dam. Vanasavi zil bata rov chatichot, amir. Rabbanan said, we don't follow rov chatichot. And Rabbi Yochanan indeed agrees, we don't follow rov chatichot. And that's why this one was not listed in his list of rove that is treated as vadai, and that's why he has his list of three to say we do not accept the rove here. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah, which is the final Mishnah in the Perek. In the meantime, it should have a wonderful day.